Good afternoon and welcome to the 2018 NAU Jazz Festival. This is Russ Schmidt of the Valley Jazz Cooperative, getting the opportunity to hear the Desert Vista High School Wednesday Big Band under the leadership of Director Michael Krill. Looking forward to hearing your set with Sweet Georgia Brown, Being Green, and The Dance of Denial. And with that, I'm going to pause the recording while you perhaps tune the band or move some microphones. It appears Ben Vasey has left the stage. Have we lost a trombone? Have we lost trombone music? Not sure. We'll see what's happening here. I hope there's a lesson in there somewhere for Ben. That would be awesome. Okay, I hope there's a lesson in there for the person next to Ben that I don't know as well. Yeah, let's not forget our music, young people. All right, in all sincerity, I've paused and restarted this three or four times, but it's 1:45, so we're 15 minutes into your time slot here, and the previous band was off the stage maybe 10 minutes before the slot, so you'll want to encourage the players to have their act together more.
Performing next is the Desert Vista High School Wednesday Big Band under the direction of Mike Krill.
Yeah, you want to have them have their stuff together. That's a pretty substantial gap before we're ready to go to play. So I suppose it's comedy and stuff for kids to joke about on the bus on the ride home, but it's not sufficiently, I don't want to say professional because they're not professional, but it's not sufficiently organized to have people looking for parts everywhere. Let's have our music, Ben. Yeah, a couple of opening comments. The rhythm section is kind of separated harmonically. We want to be sure the pianist and the bassist are with the form of the piece and honoring their role and outlining the harmony there. There was a moment where Mr. Krill was asking for the trumpets to put out more sound on a melodic statement, and I completely agree with that. We need to move more air and project a little more substantially. Need to project a little more substantially, trumpets. You gotta soar over the band. And right now you sound a little muted, a little compressed. All right. Good opening chart. Yeah. Good opening chart for the band.
Thanks, everyone. We are the Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School. We opened up today with Sweet Georgia Brown, arranged by Sammy Nestico. You heard Jordan Buck on tenor saxophone. And you also heard from Nolan Kelly on the trumpet. We're now going to feature our lead trombonist, Ben Vasey, and he's going to be playing the melody on It Isn't Easy Being Green, arranged by Dave Bardoon.
All right, here we go with Ben's feature. So Sweet Georgia Brown, a couple things that could use some assistance or detail work, the rhythm section, keeping the form to Sweet Georgia Brown and not having harmonic separation, to the brass, in particular the trumpets, moving more air, getting a better column of air moving. So when they're supposed to be in a musical leadership position, whether they have the melody or they're playing in a shout chorus sort of fashion, we want it to be a little more expressive and maybe even a little more explosive. Personal statement on the tune, good expression, good communication through the melody. The intonation there at the end of the bridge. Some unsupported sounds in the trumpets and maybe the high saxes. Pitch went much farther off at the end of the bridge. I don't know if there's a diminuendo there, but we need to be sure the center of pitch doesn't change just because the dynamic does. Good catch, Mr. Krill, to pull the rhythm section in together at the right time. That's awesome. Also, I love Ben's playing here. Very expressive. Yeah, very nice job, Ben. Good solo. Expressive, communicative, engaging. Good work. Now just remember your music. Or memorize the other two tunes because you've memorized this tune. Tall like a tree. Let's try and find the right partials there. Trumpets at the end of the bridge. I might ask your pianist to play fewer whole notes in the accompaniment or half notes. Yeah, I might ask your pianist to play fewer whole notes, or if it's two harmonies in a bar, fewer half notes. There can be some opportunities for subtly arpeggiated. You can play all the same notes, but maybe just strike them with an eighth note pulsation, boom, 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 sort of thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very nice playing, Ben. Congratulations. I feel like it's a little blocky, a little stodgy coming from the rhythm section. So if there can be you know, for something that's a whole note, maybe it's a four-note chord in the piano part. Play arpeggiated with the sustain pedal on or something like that. Give it a hint of forward momentum. Give it a hint of...
It's called Dance of Denial. You're going to hear on this Ben Carter on alto saxophone. You're all going to hear, also going to hear again from Nolan Kelly on trumpet. Thanks for listening today. Hope you had fun.
All right. So, yeah, I stopped talking because the director was announcing the pieces here. But, yeah, if the pianist can endeavor to give the piece a little more forward momentum, it'll keep it from having that blocky quality that the rhythm section support was offering on that last tune. Hey, a good convincing start to this tune. Good unity between the pianist's left hand and your electric bass player. Very good start to the tune. Yeah, very nice personalized moody phrasing, especially out of your lead alto player. I wish lead trumpet would put as much shape into the line as I'm getting out of lead alto book right now. That sounds awesome. I might ask the guitar and the piano to be a little lighter, a little softer in the dynamic, and a little more crisp. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm thinking during the passage that's about 30 seconds before right now that I'm talking, I'm guessing the piano and the guitar have the same thing the trombones had voiced out as a trombone section. And it didn't gel together well as the pad supporting the saxophone quasi solely on the melody voiced out. There's just too much harmonic stuff going on there. So I would lighten up, thin the piano and the guitar, and get them to play a little more crisp. They got to play their short notes a little shorter, and try and match what the trombone section is doing. Yeah, let's put the right thing in the foreground. Mr. Krill is making gestures and shapes with his hand to try and get the background stuff behind Ben Carter appropriately. And sometimes the backgrounds were very much middle ground to foreground level. So your softs need to be much softer when you're supporting what someone else is doing, when you're supporting someone else's solo. I want your kunga player and your drummer to really be locked into one another. I get a sense sometimes that your conga player is playing on top of the time, and your drummer on the kit is playing slightly behind the time, so it doesn't quite gel in the way we'd like. Not all the time. Right there, that do-ga-do-ba-ba, that was right on top of the time. That was exciting by the drum set player. That's awesome. But sometimes he gets into locked into a pattern on the ride cymbal here, and it starts to lag a little, starts to fall behind the conga player. So you'll want to get them really listening to each other and having the same pocket, have the time in the same place. Good, powerful payoff. Very interesting architecture to Mossman's composition here.
Ben Carter on alto saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Please give him a hand.
Yeah.
Cool. Nolan Kelly on trumpet.
Yeah.
And also Nolan Smith on drum set and Jack Kaiser on congas.
Yeah, very nice. And I was saying, interesting architecture to the chart. So interesting architecture to the chart. I wonder if that's something Mr. Krill put in or if it was really in the chart that the drum trading happens that late in the chart and then so little after the drum trading is done happens. It pretty much moves into the payoff lick of a coda to get it to conclude the chart. So if that's your own endeavor, Mr. Krill, nice choice to feature your drummer and your conga player at that moment. And I'm going to move on to written comments at this point, but thank you for the privilege of hearing you. Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School. This is Russ Schmidt of the Valley Jazz Cooperative signing off, and again, thank you for the privilege of checking out this lovely set. Bye-bye.